In local news, Ocean Alley from Australia and Mackie G from the UK are headlining Soundsplash along with Jordan Rake and My Baby. A total of 36 acts were named this week to play across four stages with more to follow. Soundsplash will be held from 20th to the 22nd of January next year at Wainui Reserve. Local act Messiah is in the lineup with more expected to turn up in later announcements. And the community board met on Wednesday for the last time before the local body elections. There was a crowd at the open forum looking to object to the news that Vodafone wants to install a 5G phone tower beside the water tower. It's unlikely that anyone can stop the tower being installed, with Vodafone only looking to try to hide it visually behind trees. Also, it wouldn't be such an eyesore. There was a request from the community to tidy up the graffiti on the water tower, and the community board took the chance to ask Vodafone if they'd help to upgrade the iconic mural on the tower while they're putting in the cell phone transmitter. And the residents of Lorenza Bay were also out in force, armed with a petition and builders' quotes to ask for the walkway from the Cambrai Road to be retained. The board also heard that there were five truckloads of horses mixing with vehicles on the beach after the signs had been taken down, which told people not to drive on the beach. There was discussion about the alcohol bylaw review and its effect on local music venues as well. In local sport, the Raglan Roosters play at home this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Papahua, against Gorkhali FC, who are currently sitting fourth on the table. The Roosters are at the top of the table and are looking good to win Division 1 this year, but Gorkhali could still mess up their chances. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, 9th of September 2022.